Audio 3.2.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Sarah Cato Show. Today, we have Melanie Koploff back with us. Melanie is a communication consultant, and she's here to talk to us about something we all do a lot of, and that is small talk. Welcome back to the show, Melanie.
Thanks, Sarah. It's good to be back.
So tell me, Melanie, what exactly is small talk?
Well, small talk is all the talk we do just for the purpose of being sociable. In other words, it's the talk that isn't mainly about getting something done or providing information.
So what is the purpose of small talk then?
We use small talk as a kind of social lubricant, if you will. It makes things go smoothly. It's mostly used to create rapport with other people, to build and maintain social relationships. It's also a way to break the ice before engaging in more functional topics of conversation. And when we engage in small talk with strangers, it shows we just want to be friendly.
Can you give me some examples of small talk, Melanie?
Yes, certainly. Greetings and responses to greetings are a form of small talk. When someone says, "Hi, how are you?" the person doesn't really expect a detailed summary of your physical and emotional state. They're just asking the question to be friendly or polite. So a common response in this situation is, "Fine, thanks, how are you?" On the other hand, when your doctor asks you how are you feeling, that is not small talk. She really wants information from you.
Yes, that's true.
Or let's say someone at work asks you, "So, how was your weekend?" In this case, the person is asking for information, but the main point of the interaction is not really the information itself. It's more about the social interaction between the two of you. Your colleague just wants to have a nice working relationship with you, so he lets you know that he's interested in you, and this makes you feel good.
It sounds like small talk plays an important role in our everyday communication, Melanie. It's not really so small after all, is it?
Indeed it's not, Sarah. Try to picture a person who never engages in small talk. This person would appear robotic to us, cold and unfriendly. It's not likely this person would meet with much success in life.
Yes, you're right.
Another interesting thing about small talk is that couples who have been together a long time rarely engage in it at all. That's because they can comfortably accept silence in situations that would be uncomfortable for two people who were only casual friends or work colleagues.
I've never thought about that. So tell me, Melanie, how important is small talk in work situations? Don't most employers see it as a waste of time?
No, not exactly. Small talk at work often occurs between colleagues on the same level. This small talk serves to maintain a friendly atmosphere at work and is not at all a waste of time. Small talk is also really common at work as an icebreaker before meetings.
What about topics of small talk conversations? How flexible can we be?
There are lots and lots of small talk topics. They can be about the news or about a shared experience, like when a person says, "So, that was a great party last night, eh?" Or small talk can include personal observations about a person's appearance, like when you give someone a compliment.
But aren't compliments kind of risky, Melanie?
Well, they can be. It depends on the relationship between the two people. Compliments are not usually given to a stranger, but they are very common between people who know each other well.
And what about the weather? That seems to be a favorite topic for small talk in Canada, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's probably in the top five, Sarah. Canadians are obsessed with the weather, probably because it's always changing.
Are there topics that are no-nos for small talk, Melanie?
Well, as I said, suitable topics completely depend on the relationship you have with the person that you are talking to. But in general, for people who are not close, I recommend staying away from topics that might lead to conflict or that are too personal. You may wonder what I mean by too personal. And of course, that depends. In Canada, with people you don't know very well, questions about personal finances or marital status or religion are generally considered too personal. Remember, the whole idea of small talk is to make people feel good. so you have to choose your topics with that in mind. In many cultures, asking about one's family is expected, but I would say that is not as true in Canada.
Well, thank you, Melanie. This certainly was informative. Thank you, everyone, and please tune in again tomorrow at noon.